up your sins and go to the devil in Hades. You'll meet the finest of gentlemen and the finest of ladies. They'd rather be down below than up above. Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, O'Houlihan, Cohens and Brady's. You'll hear a heavenly tune that went to the devil because the jazz man, they started taking it and put a trick in it, a jazzy kick in it. They've got a couple of old reformers in heaven making them go to bed at 11. Back up your sins and go to the devil and you'll never have to go to bed at all.
Back up your sins.
Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, O'Houlihan, Cohens and Brady's. You'll hear a heavenly tune that went to the devil because the jazz band, they started picking it up and put a trick in it, a jazzy kick in it. They've got a couple of old reformers in heaven making them go to bed at 11. Back up your feet and go to the devil and you'll never have to go to bed at all.
Let's misbehave.
If you would be just sweet and only meet your fate, dear, would be the great event of 1928, dear.
Misbehave. Thank you.
burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
If you're familiar with the show, you know that's the theme. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and it's 4th of July. It's Independence Day. But we're not going to celebrate liberty tonight. We're going to celebrate license, or perhaps at least we're going to observe it, because this is not necessarily a celebration of the seven deadly sins, but a catalog. And in cataloging them, we merely acknowledge their existence, which is what I'm doing tonight. This is W8CL 88.7 FM, W8CL.org, and thanks for listening. I know a lot of you probably want to go and listen to the fireworks and watch them, and more like listening to them. I always hated fireworks. I'm sorry, that makes me a lousy American, but it's true. They're just too noisy. Everybody loves noise. I'm the only person in the world who doesn't love noise. That's why I listen to this music. Anyway, we started with Ethel Merman, Pack Up Your Sins and Go to the Devil, 1938. After that, Irving Aronson and His Commanders, a very, very popular recording. And I think this was a slight alternate take, because I could detect some minor differences. Let's Misbehave in 1928. And Phil Sachs on the vocal there. Can't avoid him. Havana Troubadours, our theme, Wake Up Chillin', 1929. Willard Robeson, and a tip of the hat to him, too. And now, since we're getting into this whole sin thing, let's go right to the source, shall we? Right to the beginning. When it all, the first field goal was kicked, so to speak. Here's the line in 1936, The Fall of Man. There he goes.
I'll comment on the fall of humanity. In biblical phraseology, I'll comment on the fall of humanity. When Adam disobeyed his maker's behest, by yielding to temptation at his request, through the abuse of the divine providence, mankind was doomed to suffer death and pestilence. When the Creator Adam's loneliness did perceive as a companion, he gave him the woman Eve. Fashioned out of his ribs while he was sleeping, she was destined to bring death and disgrace to him. And through his own moral incapacity, he ate of the fruit of the forbidden tree. Through the abuse of the divine providence, mankind was doomed to suffer death and pestilence. He was made, he was the sole monarch of all he surveyed, endowed with free will and understanding. These were the gifts the Creator bestowed on him, but the virtue of obedience he sorely lacked. And from the Garden of Eden he was promptly sacked through the abuse of the divine providence. Mankind was doomed to suffer dead and pestilence. He awoke to a realization of the fact that what he had done was an erroneous act. A consciousness of guilt overshadowed him. What he had done was termed original sin. He became susceptible to evil, and his instinct became dishonorable. Through the abuse of the divine providence, mankind was doomed to suffer death and pestilence. The Lord in condemnation to him did speak, "Tribulation thou shalt suffer for being so weak." The sentence he passed on him ended thus: "Thus thou art, and thou shalt return unto dust." Sorrows and strife between all nations have been the lot of successive generations. Through the abuse of the divine providence, mankind was doomed to suffer death and pestilence.
Okay, where our troubles began. We start with The Fall of Man, The Lion, a nice calypso from 1936. The Lion, I like to record a lot of those types of calypsos. You can find it. I think there's even a CD of those out there. You can find it if you look for it. I don't have it, but I think they're called the Sacred 78s. And as far as I'm concerned, all 78s are sacred, so let's not blaspheme here. And after that, Napoleon's Emperors, which was one of his pickup groups. You had Eddie Lang in there and the Dorseys. Great, great group. Getting Hot. Well, what does that tell you? Even if it is an Original Sin, it's, you know, maybe one strike and you're out here. 1929. The Tennessee Tudors, You're Burning Me Up. Well, what does that tell you? Again, it's sort of, I don't want to scare you. It's, you know, it's the 4th of July. It's a rather temperate one, too. Normally, the 4th of July, it does feel kind of like that. As a matter of fact, somebody was trying to scare me with some religious stuff, and I said, you know, I've worked in a radio station, unair-conditioned, on the 4th of July, so you can't scare me. So, today is very mild. False sense of security there, eh? This is Radiola. And our first sin is one of my personal favorites. I've been practicing this one for years. And I haven't repented of it yet, and perhaps I should, because this title just describes my life to a T. Absolutely. We have Johnny Marvin and Ed Small, or Smalley. I don't know if he pronounces that E, but I don't know. I just have to hope he does. Ed Smalley. Let's say it for now. 1927. Just another day, wasted away. That's my life story.
Just another day, wasted away, waiting for you. Just like yesterday, I got up today with so much to be done. All I could do was think of you. Now it's striking 10, time for bed again, and another day's gone. All I could do was write to you. Just another day, wasted away, watching and waiting. Just another day, wasted away, filled with gloom. All day long alone, hoping you would phone, but you never called me. Covered miles of ground, pacing up and down, round my room. Just another night, nothing in sight, nothing but grieving. When I go to sleep, memories creep, making me blue. And when the break of dawn I see, what's it gonna mean to me? Just another day, wasted away, waiting for you. Another night, nothing in sight, nothing but grieving. When I go to sleep, memories creep, making me blue. And when the break of dawn I see, what's it gonna mean to me? Just another day wasted away waiting for you.
What price happiness, what price happiness? Who can truthfully say? But for every share, with tears we pay. Love is happiness, I've had happiness. Ah, but it ended one day. Now I look at life a different way. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. And wrap your troubles in dreams. Dream your troubles away. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. Whistle and dream your cares away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Whistle and dream your cares away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember, sunshine always follows the rain. Whistle and dream your cares.
Come on, my sweetheart, take me for a ride. Oh, spring is here now. Oh, skies are very clear now. Oh, love is near now for you and me. Oh, April showers. Oh, lots of pretty flowers. Oh, happy hours for you and me. All the world is sweet once again. Heaven's at my feet once again. Ho-hum, lazy weather. Ho-hum, feeling like a feather. Ho-hum, we're together. And so ho-hum, serenading, ocean waiting, orangeating. Ho-hum, street musicians, great ambitions, good conditions, ho-hum.
Bing Crosby, wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Well, not when the basement is flooded, let's say, or there's some other dire emergency. You can't dream those troubles away. So I'm sorry, Bing. I can't quite give that one the stamp of approval. But some people follow that course. And I'm speaking as a practitioner of sloth in all its various forms. It's a sin of omission, and I'm good at omitting things. But I'm not going to omit this. We began with Johnny Marvin and Ed Small, or Ed Smalley. Another day wasted away thinking of you, 1927. And I wasted quite a few days. So many things I could have been doing, but I was just enjoying myself, or at least trying to get to the point where I was enjoying myself. And by the time that occurred, it was time for bed. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. This is WATL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org, and we're in Clinton, New York, and it's lovely. I guess they got fireworks going somewhere tonight. Well, that's good. I don't want to hear them. I'd rather do this. This is better. Fireworks, you know, just give you an earache, like most music does. But this music does, and it's wonderful, even though it's on a rather serious topic tonight. And, yeah, I know, I've sort of gone counterintuitive here. And some people would say, oh, you know, you could have done George M. Cohen and John Philip Sousa and Bombs Bursting in Air. Well, I don't like Bombs Bursting in Air anywhere. But I figured, well, you know, we're all sinners, and Americans are included. We're not exempt from that. That doesn't give us a pass. So let's observe the seven deadly sins and continue now. No, I think this is a particularly one that, this is one that is not limited to this country, but a lot of people here really, really like this one. This is much, I'd say this outdoes lust and maybe not pride and maybe not gluttony, but it's right up there in the top two. Greed. Here's Louis Armstrong and his Hot 5, 1927. And just the initials for this one, please. The SOL Blues. Thank you.
long as you have the box. Box, 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 box. I mean money, mama. I'm with your sweet mama. As long as you have box, box, box. When the box run out, sweet mama, I mean you are out of luck. Out of luck, out of
America. are so sunny. Old man depression, you done us so you wrong. We never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, you can look that guy right straight in the eye. We are in the money. Come on, honey. Let's spend it, spend it, spend it. Keep going along.
A little Yankee Doodle in there. I don't think that was intentional. That was Benny Morton and his orchestra, which was, the vocal was by Henry Red Allen. We'll hear a little more of Red Allen later with Lewis Russell. And then we'll hear somebody else who's related to Lewis Russell. This is a hint. But that's not on our theme. Our theme is Seven Deadly Sins. That's Greed, of course. Goldinger's Song, 1933. Before that, The Tiger, 1936, talking about the unfortunate invasion of Ethiopia by Benito Mussolini around that time, and his commentary about it. And of course, he was not in favor of it. The Tiger wasn't, and understandably so. He's a guy invading a country for profit. That happens sometimes. Beginning with Louis Armstrong, Louis and his Hot Five, SOL Blues. And you can figure out what those mean. I guess you can go on the internet and look that up if you want to. 1927. This is Radiola, and having a good time, even though this is a rather dire topic. And when I talk about the seven deadly sins, I don't exclude myself. I think I embody most, or maybe not all of them. I don't feel, the next one is coming up. I don't really feel like I envy anyone that much. Actually, my complacency leads more to sloth than anything. If I envied somebody, maybe I'd get off my slothful part and do something. But envy's an interesting one. And somebody accused me on a radio show, said, I embodied all these and I was going to hell. Well, maybe I will. I'll have to see what happens. But I don't think that's going to happen. Nonetheless, I thought I would honor that particular remark. The one I love belongs to somebody else. Now, that's pretty envious. This is Sophie Tucker. 1924. Here's Sophie.
I love was fate, that it was too late when I happened to find him. The one I love belongs to somebody else. He sings his tender song for somebody else. And even though he has his arms around me, I know his thoughts are all for somebody else. He spends his gold, I know, on somebody else. I'll bet he's not so cold to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf. It's worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else. The one I love belongs to somebody else. He sings his tender song for somebody else. And even though he has his arms around me, I know his thoughts are all for somebody else. He spends his gold, I know, on somebody else. And I'll bet he's not so cold to somebody else. He was so kind, so sweet and so good, until we went out to live in Hollywood. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
and the vows. We used to be sweethearts, but what are we now? Happy-go-lucky you and broken-hearted me. Man in the moon is as sad as can be. He looks down from heaven, and what does he see? Happy-go-lucky you and broken-hearted me. You go to parties, you have your fling. I hope you never regret. You go to parties to dance and sing. I do the same to forget. And when I look at a couple in love, I watch them with envy and keep thinking of happy-go-lucky you and broken-hearted me. Thinking of happy-go-lucky you and broken-hearted me.
No, I actually mentioned envy in that one. Now, that's something. That's a real basket case. Of course, Bing was a basket case in many of his songs, even though he sang beautifully. But those songs in the 30s, some of them were real... I don't know, I think he needed to take some supplements or something just to clear all that out of his system. I've been taking supplements and I feel a lot better, so I think if Bing had been taking supplements, he wouldn't have been in that mood. Happy-go-lucky you and broken-hearted me in 1932. Maybe they didn't have those supplements in 32. We've got them now, so we're lucky. That's one of the good things about this country. We can get supplements. And they're doing me a world of good. Before that, Curtis Mosby and his Dixieland Blue Blowers. Henry Starr on the vocal. In my dreams, I'm jealous of you. Well, that's pretty strange, too. 1927. Even so, it's there. What can you do? You have a little bit of envy. It's envy and jealousy and all that stuff kind of rolled in together. You can't avoid that. And beginning with Sophie Tucker. The one I love belongs to somebody else. 1924. And now on Radiola, before the... almost near the halfway point here. Here's Henry Red Allen and his orchestra, which was actually the Lewis Russell Band. Will Johnson is singing on this. And this is a song written partially by Lewis Russell. And this is in honor of Catherine Russell, who is Lewis Russell's daughter, appearing in Utica. And I'll tell you more about her. Actually, if you want to find out about her, go to my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. And you'll find all about Catherine Russell. She's amazing. So, but she's going to appear for free Monday night in Utica at the Stanley Theater. And, here's Lewis Russell, one of his compositions with Henry Red Allen and his New York Orchestra. You might get better, but you'll never get well. One of those funny ones. I like it.
get better, but you'll never get well. Don't try to fool me, babe, 'cause I can't tell. I wasted my time, nearly lost my mind. Don't try to kid me, baby, I don't even like your kind. You knew I loved you, look how hard I fell. I've been just nothing but a big dumbbell. Don't use your jive on me, 'cause I can tell. You might get better, but you'll never get well.